The Trump administration plans on rolling back fuel efficiency standards for cars and trucks, citing affordability. It's the latest move towards dismantling former President Biden's climate initiatives. From the WHYY Climate Desk, Susan Phillips reports that public health advocates say the rules have helped clean up air quality in the Delaware Valley.
The Biden administration rules required automakers to build vehicles that would get an average of 50 miles per gallon by 2031. But President Trump wants to roll this back to 34.5 miles per gallon, saying it will make cars cheaper. The fuel efficiency rules for automakers began in the late 1970s as a way to reduce reliance on foreign oil, but also have had environmental and health benefits. Jane Cloherty is a professor of environmental and occupational health at Drexel University.
That has been an incredible boon for public health and millions of lives saved and early deaths averted.
Cloherty also says fuel efficiency standards save money at the pump. From the Climate Desk, I'm Susan Phillips, WHYY News.
And a deputy administrator in Gloucester County, New Jersey, is being charged with theft after authorities say she took documents from a shared office printer that belonged to a Republican county commissioner. The papers, taken by Michelle Coriel, reportedly involved confidential constituent matters and oversight of county ballot drop boxes. County officials referred the incident for criminal investigation, and the case is now moving through the court system as questions continue over access to sensitive government documents. Checking your forecast, a mostly cloudy and cold day today. We could see some flurries, perhaps even snow showers later. Highs in the low 30s. Tonight, cloudy and cool. Lows in the high 20s. Tomorrow, cloudy and milder. Highs in the low 40s. Then on Sunday, mostly cloudy and 43 degrees. We have 25 cloudy degrees.